Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 472, Awareness and Acceptance. The title was going to be 59 or 21,550 days alive. It's actually on my birthday of turning 59 that I recorded this podcast, and I was 100% not in the mood to record a podcast as of late, and especially on the morning of my birthday. But all that I will share in this episode. I mentioned that for the first 8 years of this podcast, if you could somehow calculate the words mentioned the most, I think the two top would be thankfulness and mindfulness. And if you ask me right now, the last year of your life, what are the two words you've used the most? It's even saying the last month, last 2 weeks, awareness and acceptance. And that just stuck out. And it's like, okay, I, Tom, know how you, Tom, feel right now. And you haven't really felt stuck, sad, tired in a while. And that became the challenge. And you accepted the awareness of where you were at and decided to move forward and record one about that and what's been happening in your life and what turning 59 means. And I, you know, just finished recording it and I'm like, all right, cool. The day started one way and due to my choices, it's now going another direction. So I'm proud right now at this moment recording this introduction, and then I'm proud that I've been doing this podcast for 9 years, and I'm proud of the 472 episodes, and I'm proud that, you know, I'm 59 today, and that's what's coming out of my mouth. So thank you for listening. Just remember, any questions, comments at all, please email me at proupodcast@gmail.com. Come, enjoy. Hello, here we are. Episode number 472, the title of this episode has changed a couple times. It is now Awareness and Acceptance. Two big words, and they've been on my mind a lot lately, hence the title. Typically, when I start the year, the Zen turns 9 months later, podcast turns 9 months later, I turn 59. So that was going to be the title. And then I was like, you know, I've always journaled with the number of days. And I'm like, I think I did that last year, number of days alive. And I'm like, I'll do that, 21,550 days alive. And so that was the title in the back of my mind until I started thinking about, oh, I should record. It's been a while. And I'm like, wow, I don't record as much. I'm really highly aware that it's like maybe once a month. And I'm like, well, that's when I feel I share when I've got something to say. But typically, I'm taking notes, and it was like, Zen's turn of 9, here's what's going on, and then it's kind of in my mind, and I share it. Next one, podcast, everything it meant to me, having it for 9 years, listeners, Nico, all that, enough for a podcast. But when I look back at the last 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, I have just not really felt great. And this is where I'll get into the big deep dive for this podcast, because I've never recorded a podcast feeling like I do. I've sat down, got everything ready, and then kind of picked up the apartment or did something or you know, cleaned something first. Because I didn't feel ready. Like, there's like a little, like a little zone I typically will get in going, okay, I'm organized. I know what I have to say. It's written out, and then I go. I kind of got to get into that headspace. And if I'm not, you know, there's no pressure, no worries. I've waited a day. I've waited 2 days. So today is Monday, and it's actually my birthday, which I thought, well, this will be cool. I've never recorded on my birthday. Yesterday was Sunday. It was in my head to record Sunday morning, but I was in the midst of this ongoing thing, and I'm like, okay, I don't have a client Monday morning. I'm just going to record Monday morning. One of the sad stories I'm going to share, I had to make a phone call this morning, and I did it at like 6:30, I think, and and I was realizing I'm not doing anything the rest of the day after I got off that. Very, very frustrating, and you know, it's been going on since Friday, this topic, which I'll share. So it's just been like this ongoing, frustrating, getting nowhere, waiting around, time wasted. I wake up and I'm like, I don't celebrate my birthday, but I recognize my birthday. And I'm like, you know what? I wake up and I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm going to record a podcast. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to. I just, you know, I'm not in that. All right, here's what I made it through. Here's the good. You know, I just, you know, always, you know, for 471 episodes have just always felt in this place before I started. And I'm like, well, welcome to change. So one of my buttons is finances. And it's kind of been this challenge since last, like, November. And I've moved forward, handled it. But there's always these kind of, like, different phases where I'm like, okay, I'm here, so I get my, you know, kind of foothold, and I'm like, okay, and then I'll get through it, and I'll feel a little bit better, and you know, the storm will pass, and I'll get out. And this one just kind of seemed to kind of like just give me enough air to stay above. And I never said to anybody I was struggling, because when I use the word struggle, I think back to when I struggled, and I'm like, yeah, it's not like that anymore. But if I was anyone who was a 6 out of 10, when you were tested, those tests were hard. And to get to be a 7, those were hard. And the test you had at a 7, to get to an 8, those were hard. They weren't, you know, a test is something you get tested on when you don't want to get tested on in an area you don't want to get tested in, you know, and that's why it's a test. So it's like they're always, it's like, you know, you get in shape. Oh, lift more weight. I got to train harder now. Well, you're in better shape. You need more to challenge you. Well, why that? Well, to grow, you need to challenge your body. It's like, oh, well, just like life. If you want to get from an 8 to a 9, you better bet those tests are going to be hard. And again, it's disguised, because, you know, I had this big quote going for a while. Like, how are you? I'm like, the same. And I meant it. And I loved that I could say that, because I'm like, you know, last October's in second knee surgery. Some things shifted. Some things clicked. And I just, like, I felt like it was sustainable. Like, I just felt this level. And it was just, I'm like, I'm good. You know, I mean, nothing was perfect. You know, suffering wasn't done forever. You know, I was highly aware. There's using that word already. But it was just seemed like every time I got like a little step up, I would get, you know, knocked back down 3. And I'm like, you know, and again, don't attach meaning. So again, I was aware of, you're kind of focused on the whole, and that's why you're feeling this way. You should focus on the donut, because you know if you focus on the donut, you're going to feel better. I'm like, yep, got it, did it, and I would do it. But it would kind of like slide back into, well, what about the hole? And I'm like, okay, I get it. There's a hole and, you know, it's bothering you and it's got your attention. But and there, like the word I wanted to kind of use was stuck. I just felt kind of stuck. And that's been that way. Now, there's a couple moments that I popped out. But like the next morning, the next day, like something else would happen. I would be like, wow, this is just... And I was like, this morning going, so I'm going to record. And I go, I feel, and the words, two words popped in my head, somber and melancholy. I'm like, I feel somber. I feel melancholy. And I'm like, well, let me just look up the definitions of those before I use those. Because I've never used those words to describe myself. But I'm in a mood of such. And somber, definition was serious or sad. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm serious. I'm like, sad. I wouldn't say I'm sad, but it's in that ballpark of how you feel when you're sad. Kind of just like down, defeated, you know, like, ugh. Like, you know, kind of at your end a little bit. Like, so I was like, okay, kind of sad, but like it didn't grab me. And then melancholy was pensive sadness. Pensive being, you know, deeply or seriously thoughtful. So again, it just felt like, you know, real serious and sadness. And I'm like, I get the seriousness because, yeah, I don't like, oh, I got this great joke. That wasn't something in my head. And so I wasn't really sure, but I was like, then I wrote down, well, how do I feel? This is like, you know, I'm transferring my sticky notes to the dry erase board. And I just wrote sad, stuck, tired. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I felt. Not, I wouldn't say bad, you know, not, oh, it's horrible, I'm struggling, I can't see. Because again, it was this being aware. And then again, this will be like the theme all the way through it. And then accepting what I was aware of. Like again, first moment you meditate, try to meditate, you become aware of, oh my goodness, there's so many thoughts running through my mind. I'm kind of nuts, so let's not do that again. So the first time you become aware, you have no acceptance. You're like, nope, not going to do that. That's not a fun looking valley, alley, path, street, not going down that way. Nope, not for me. And again, you know, me going, oh, hey, you know, you feel the best you do it in 2020 at 55. And 2 years later, I'm the best I've ever been. There's like this knock on my mental door going, what about your temper? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? You know, I was like, okay, well, now you're the best you. Now I think you're ready for the hardest test of your life. Now you're ready to conquer the biggest challenge you've ever had. And, you know, that will be a ongoing thing. And part of the last, you know, 2 years have been going, look, you're never going to get rid of that. You're going to change how you feel about it. You're going to change how you process. You're going to work on you, change you, improve you. So everything about your anger is going to change, but it's still a part of you, still a part of your past. And, you know, something you'll continually have to work on. So I was like, okay, there's the acceptance part. And it's like this, you know, kind of 3-4 weeks, you know, talking to some clients. I'm like, look, you know, I know I'm good. I'm like, I'm thankful. Like, I'm still that version of me. And then one day I was talking to Scott. This is where it all kind of started shifting. He's like, when you get triggered, like, you know, something in that, you know, gets you going, it's like an older version appears. And like, well, here's how we're going to react, because this is how we always have. So when the money thing was kind of going on, it was like, okay, here's this version of me that does that. It's always done that. And now there's better versions of me that are like, okay, you know what? It'll work out. You had to do this. You had to do that. You know, you got the money. You paid for it. Yay. Hey, you have the money. Cool. Hey, you didn't have the money. You did a GoFundMe. It worked out. You learned a lot. It's okay. You know, that comforting, like, it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? If you do not have the rest of your life planned, which no one can, if you don't, you know, if you don't have everything perfectly aligned and organized so you have no suffering in the future, which you can't, you know, so there's nothing you, it's like, well, taking care of the future is taking care of the present moment. If I'm good right now, I'll be good in the future. And that's what's kind of sustainable for me. I was like, okay, look, if I'm just being the best I can today, there's no way that done consistently is going to have me, you know, going, you know, leading me to a bad destination / goal. But I kept thinking about like that there was like, I came home one day and an older version of me was sitting on the couch going, hey, what's up? I'm the version of you that's kind of tripping about money. What's up? We should talk. I'm like, you know, no, dude, who let you in? When are you leaving? Like, yeah, I'm not leaving. I'm like, no, you're gonna. And, you know, I go outside and walk Zen and do this and do that. And then there was this awareness and acceptance. It wasn't leaving, and I was tired. And I've had this real challenge with taking a break or time off. Because I'm like, well, I'm not really working a lot to deserve that. I'm not, you know, financially stable enough to, like, deserve to take time off. And I'm like, okay, well, the whole deserve thing. You really don't think you deserve much, you know, because you're hard on yourself. And that's what you were taught, and that's how you've lived. You've got to go, no, I deserve a break, even if it's from something little. I mean, every person you know takes a break from what they do. You're not going to physically go away on vacation. You know, you're not going to do something and spend a bunch of money. You're not going to buy something. You know, there's no distraction. But you still got to just, you know, there's like, you know, 9 things I think I do every day. And every day is like Groundhog's Day. So after, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, you start going, you know, if anyone was saying that to me, I'd be, look, just take a break. Just take, you know, 3-4 days. Just, you know, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend any money, but just don't do all those things. So I'm getting worn down. I'm getting tired, and I don't want to give myself a break. And I'm going, look, you need to work on this and this and this and this. And then one of the things I enjoy doing, kind of takes my mind away, is you know, word working, which involves sanding. Well, one of the, and this is like my little secret that I've kept, that I work on, it's a strain on my forearms. And so I was sanding wood to kind of get away from some things, and then my forearms were just busted, like like, just before I would lay down at night, and I would lay down, I'm like, okay, my forearms, like, that's how tweaked the muscles were. Like, laying down, I could just feel them, and it was just annoying. And I'm up, you know, putting these Slompa patches on them, and they slide a lot, so I wrap them with an ace bandage, so I got both arms ace bandaged up. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, practice that, and I'm not going to woodwork, and I'm not going to sand, and I'm not going to lift dumbbells, and I need to take time off, and I just need to just not do anything. And I was kind of at this just like, and you know, probably the same conversation I was having with Scott, but he's like, well, you know, your forearms being tweaked is not why you feel this way. And I go, I know, it's just like this one other thing. And then if I had a couple days and, you know, paid some bills and things, you know, again, just kind of got up for some air. And I'm like, all right, it's not that bad. Like, the next day, something else would happen. And that was kind of the next thing, was I got done talking to Scott one day. And it really stuck with me about the older you and being aware of that. But when we got done, you know, training and talking, I felt better. And he's like, well, you know, when you share, he goes, you realize you're not alone. Not alone like lonely, but you're not alone in your misery. You're not alone in your suffering. Because when I said, hey, this is what I feel like, this is what I'm going through, Scott's like, oh, here's what I'm going through. So, you know, I kind of got my thing off my chest. He got his thing. But it was just that sharing and going, oh, okay, he's struggling too. Like, just that little bitty thing, I got off the phone. I mean, no, we got done with the session. But then I just remember, like, I'm thinking different stuff. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, you're in a funk and your field of vision goes from, like, you know, -5 to -1. And when things go well and you're feeling good, you're in the zone, you know, you're, you know, present. You're like, you know, your field of vision is from, you know, +2 to a +10. And I start recognizing that, going, it's just crazy how you're everything about, like, you have this vision of your life, and it's kind of affected by how you feel, like, what you're going through. Like, you're struggling, you're stressed, and it's just like, well, this is how you're gonna be, this is your life. And it's like, no, it's just right now, it's just this moment. But you don't have that. And then later that afternoon, I felt better, and I was walking Zen. I had these really great thoughts, and I was like, you know what? This isn't so bad. This, and I was like, wow. like, you know, there's the funky version of me, older version of me that's holding on to this kind of pessimistic outlook. And then there's this better version of me that's walking around feeling really good. And being aware of them, you know, both, you know, it's just kind of a crazy, well, like I said, that was the thing, is I was aware. And then I just had to, like, kind of accept it. And then I would have a little feel-good moment. And then that would kind of get me through the day. And the next morning, I'd wake up, I'm like, oh, wow, that, I could still feel that funk. And I was like, wow, this isn't going. That's what started to get to me. I'm like, okay, I'm not bad, but I can feel it, you know? So I sit down with a big fan, friend, longtime buddy, for a Zoom chat, Joe. He's had his own episode. Been in his life. He's been in my life for, I think it's now been 7 years. And when I first talked to him, he had just got married and had his first child. And it's like when he reached out and was like, okay, I'm not good. And we chatted and, you know, really hit it off, really got along, and kind of started meeting once a month. And we did that for a long time. And then we stopped, but we always kept in touch. And it was just, you know, and I've said this a bunch about Joe, but he was like the perfect, you know, person. I wasn't, you know, a client. I would say I mentored people, like, for a while. And that's what I did, is, like, you know, I'd meet with them once a month and wouldn't charge them and would just say, you know, okay, I'm mentoring this person. So that's what it was. But he was always so appreciative and he was always so thankful. And he would always, like, you know, text me and we would have, like, kind of a, hey, we haven't chatted in a while. Let's catch up. And we've done that for the last, you know, I don't know how many years, 3-4 years. So it's just been a joy when I think about him. I think about, you think of, okay, Tom, Pro U podcast. Think of some of the highlights. You know, Joe's one of the first ones I'll think of, like his story, his experience, how he's been, everything about him has just been like the best, you know, feel good memory experience, you know, that I've had. So we finally connect. We're talking on Zoom and I'm like, you know, what made me think of you lately was just going, wow, the Joe now, 7 years later, you know, how much different you are now, what you're going through, what you're experiencing. And in my heart was just like, you know, how well he's doing. So he starts out, tells me his whole story, what's going on lately. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, and I just want you to believe me. I said, I want you to understand how wonderfully well you're doing right now. I mean, outside looking in, I know what you're going through. And I know, I think with more clarity than you do, how well you're doing. But you're not going to feel that because you're in it. So I just want you to know that. He goes, oh, my God, I go, what? He's like, I got to share this with you. So he opens this book and he's like, I had this book. And he goes, I pulled out this paper that was stuck in it. And he goes, you used to always tell me, hey, write this down. And whenever I met with people, even clients today, I'm like, write this down. So I laughed when he said that, but it was like the second time that we had met. So it's like 7 years ago. I was like, I want you to trust in the version of you that I see and that I'm explaining to you over the version of you that you feel. And I would say to him, you know, you're fine. Even though he didn't feel like that. And Joe went and got a tattoo of in Sanskrit of I'm fine on his arm. So, like, that's how much that moment meant. And I'm like, you fast forward 7 years and he goes, and you just told me the same exact thing. And I'm like, see, that's it. It's just different colors, different shapes. It's a little harder. It's more intense, but you're a better version of you. But it's the same thing. And that's what we kind of have to be aware of. You know, it's like, dude, I'm getting killed. It's like, do you realize what you're handling? And when you step back, it's like, really, how bad are you doing? So it was just this great moment. And typically when people share, and people know this, they've, you know, been around the podcast for a while. You share something with me, the odds are I'm going to share. So just know that up front. But Joe shared with me two real, you know, personal growth stories. But they were in a way that I was like, that's what a personal growth is. It's quiet. You know, you don't put it on blast. You don't post it. But it's huge to you. And I knew that these two stories that Joe had shared were huge to him, because I understood the growth that went into that. So there was this kind of respect for him and him sharing those, you know, personal stories. And I was like, that's just for him. And I'm thankful I got to hear him, but I'm not going to share him. But it was just cool when I got off that, because I was just like this thing going, okay, I've been in a funk for a little bit, but that was cool. Like, I have those moments. Like, it was just joy, love, pride, appreciation, you know. And it's like, I got online with a guy that I have all this history with. And it was just like, when I got done, I was like, I mean, now I know I'm different. So possibly I appreciate those more, but I don't think those moments were really in my path. Along my path were happening. I don't think I was present. I know I wasn't focused on the donut. So I wasn't there going, okay, here's a great moment. Let's maximize this. Oh my God, this is happening. Let me go with it. You know, just being that in that moment, just present. And then just stepping away from it and being like, wow, that completely was fulfilling. But the next day I woke up and there it was. It was just that same kind of cloud. I'm like, you're not really passing by. You're kind of staying here. So a couple days later, training a client. And this client has been, I will say, a challenge in as far as weight loss. Like, to date, he's gone up and down. But if you weighed him right now, he hasn't gone down in weight since he started. But he's grown in every other area, and he's been challenged, you know, financially with not working for, you know, like a year and a half. He'd be unemployed, and he'd go down from two sessions to one session. And I think we even took a break for a minute, but I'm not sure. But again, it's like, I completely understand and respect his struggle. So again, to me, the weight loss has not been the big thing, because if you don't have the space between your ears figured out, you can lose 20 pounds and I guarantee you'll gain it back. Something will hit you, something will throw you, and then poof, it just comes right back. You got to be solid in the head before you get more solid, you know, the neck down. So we were talking, and he starts out going, I'm in this place where I'm totally aware. And I'm like, okay, say this to Tom. And he goes, I know exactly what Tom's going to say. I know exactly what to do. But it's just like, you know, this old thing. And I was like, wow. And I said, let me tell you, Evan. I said, we're in exactly the same place. And I go, that's kind of cool, because, you know, I know I've been doing good for, you know, 2020, my best year, gotten better ever since, you know, got a solid day established, golden mornings, you know, doing stuff I've never done. You know, I know I'm the best I've ever been, and my clients do as well. But it was cool at that moment to be like, I'm at this level of my growth, having the same exact experience test that you're having at your level on your path of personal growth. So by him being aware, it was a sign of his growth, and me being aware of mine is a sign of my growth. So we're both aware, which is kind of cool. And then it's like, and we're sharing. So just like with Scott, it's like, oh, he's not alone. I'm not alone. We're kind of going through the same thing. And in that moment, I had never really kind of had that exact moment with that client that I've had for, like, you know, I don't know, almost a decade now. Which, again, tells you how hard this stuff is and how long it's going to take. You know, again, when you got other distractions that are legit, you know, things you got to deal with, things you got to, you know, sometimes he'll work and he'll get a job and it'll be like for 2 weeks he won't be able to train. And he's so busy he can't eat right. And those are the times that throw him off. And then he's got to, you know, struggle with not beating himself up or judging himself because he, you know, took a step backwards again. And it's like that vicious cycle is just, it's endless. So it's like, again, I was like, I have to be, as I'm telling him, okay with where I feel kind of stuck. And I'm like, same with you. Because it's cool going, wow, I'm aware of what to do, what Tom would say. And I'm aware of why I'm feeling this way, but I just really can't get out of it completely. It's like, okay, now, how are you at that? What? Being okay, not being okay. And that was just something I've written down twice now, I think in the last week. You know, once probably in a text and, you know, once in the journal. And it was like when I just said to Joe, you know, I know what you've been through lately. I know what last year was like. I know, you know, this and this and that. But I'm like outside looking in going, dude, you're handling it. You're, you know, this version of you is doing way better in this situation than any older version of you before. Talking to my client, I'm like, dude, did you got to know at the end of the day, this, that level of awareness. I mean, it was great because now I'm seeing real personal growth. And the byproduct of that will be weight loss. I don't even talk to him about weight loss. We're not even concerned about that. I'm just like, dude, we're going to make you a better you so you see this stuff clear. You've got that clarity. You've got that awareness. And then you've got acceptance that I'm not going to kill this. I'm not going to be perfect. It's not going to be a straight line. I'm going to still wake up sometimes in a funk. So because we had that awareness and because we shared our mutual awareness, at the very end I said, you know, Evan, you and I feel better. Why? Nothing's changed in our lives at all. But it was like we exchanged energy. Now, your energy is like, hey, I'm on this personal growth and here's what I'm experiencing. That's that type of energy. And I'm like, I'm on a path of spiritual growth, personal growth. And I'm like, here's what I'm experiencing. So again, that's positive kind of vibe and energy just like his. So you share that. And then the, you know, kind of byproduct of that was like he felt better and I felt better because now we're like, hey, I know you feel better. And I go, I know I feel better. And I'm like, we had that. I'm like, well, what's up? Again, there we are focused on the donut so we can be present, so we can realize. And I said to him, I go, this will probably be the best moment of my day. Not in a, you know, negative way, but it was just like I didn't feel great. I didn't feel wonderful. You know, again, I thought I was somber and melancholy, maybe not so much of those words, but I was just, you know, sad, stuck, tired, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the session, I felt good. And then I'm telling him, going, I feel better. Like, I really, really feel better. And all we did was exchange energy. And I'm like, oh, so that's something to remember. Next time you're in a funk or if this funk lasts, remember going, look, you couldn't predict it. You didn't, right before a client, go, you know what, I'm going to talk to this client. He's going to feel better. He's going to demonstrate his personal growth and the things that he's done. That's going to make you feel better. And then you're going to share at the end that you both feel better. And then you're going to both feel better because of that. You know, that wasn't, you know, in my radar at all. And again, I'm sharing that with my client. We both have to remember, even when we're feeling funky, that the cloud is not passing by and it's kind of dark and gloomy. We're like, yeah, but we could just bump into someone, have a conversation, you know, whatever. A moment can come along that changes our entire internal chemistry, how we feel. And we don't have that planned. Next example. I'm at the dog park. And this was like super cool, but I allowed this to happen and I didn't mind. I do not have an opinion about reincarnation. I never thought about it. I like, do you believe in it? I don't know. I've never thought about it. I just haven't. But it's like, do I go, oh yeah, I believe in it? No, not that at all. But does it exist? Who knows? I'm not in charge of that. So I don't, you know, I don't care. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. So I love going to the dog park, Zen smells, and I love dogs. I love meeting dogs. And I've said lately that one of the best things in the world is when a dog comes to, you know, remembers me and, you know, sees me and runs towards me. It's like the best feeling in the world. So I had met this a Rottweiler, which I just never see a lot. I had a Rottweiler for 15 years that I put to sleep, Kilsa. And so when I see a Rottweiler, it always catches my attention. Now there's some that are like, oh, they're brown and tan, a mix, but the pure Rottweiler, you don't see a lot of them. At least around here, I don't. So I saw this one, And I remember the first time I met him, he was kind of like, you know, he'd come up. I was sitting down in a chair with sunglasses, and those things, for some reason, throw off a lot of dogs. So it didn't bother me or anything, but he like kind of come up and dart away and kind of like he's trying to figure me out. And that was kind of it. And later, both the owner and I, remember when you first met you? So then I think like the next two times or next time I met him, I'm like, oh, is this, did I meet you before? Then I go, did I tell you my story, my Rottweiler? And I told him the story, I had it. And I said, that's why when I see your dog, I'm like, oh my God. And he's, you know, it's like two. So just, he looks just, I don't know, there's just a lot of resemblance, but it just reminds me of having my dog. And it just reminds me of that. But I didn't even think like the dog came up to me. You know, I just remember like, you know, maybe petting him or him walking by or meeting Zen or something. So like no real interaction with the dog. So all of a sudden, this is again like a week or two ago, I go walking into the puppy park and there's this like cement path with handrails going down into the path. So I'm just entering the park. Zen's ahead of me. And all of a sudden I look and here's this Rottweiler running at me. And I'm like, dude, like, is he, like, I'm getting excited going, is he, like, and I look up, and I'm like, looking for, like, the owner, is this, like, that Rottweiler, is this that one? And I see the owner, and his owner's, like, smiling, he's like, he remembers you. So he comes over, and he jumps up and puts both paws on the hand railing. So he's, like, head height, and he's giving me kisses, and I'm like, wow, like, loving it, cup overfloweth, like, there's nothing else in the world happening, but I'm like tripping going like, what, why? Like I met this dog a couple times before, but now it's like this like next level. And it was just so cool. And I was just like, dude, that was just the best thing in the world. And I don't know if I said, you know, I love when dogs do that, but I was like tripping going, okay, why? That was just like, I don't know. It was way bigger than any time that I had seen him before, which I love. So I walk away with Zen. I'm feeling all filled and, you know, full of joy. A little bit later, here comes his dog running over, and he's got a ball in his mouth. And I'm thinking, oh, he just wants to come over and, you know, have me pet him. And, you know, look, I got a ball, and he's going to run away because he was playing with his owners. And he sets down the ball, and then he kind of goes in between my legs, and he's like kind of, you know, like really like loving me but wants me to throw the ball. So I throw the ball kind of towards the owner, and he runs after it and comes back. Brings the ball, you know, to his owner, and I walk away again. I'm like, that's cool. Like, he wanted to include me in playing, you know, fetch. And I'm like, that. So again, I'm filled up again, walking away. A few moments later, here he comes again. Gives me the ball, and I throw it. He goes, gets the ball, and I'm just kind of sitting there watching, and the owner's watching. And he gets the ball, and he runs past the owner and brings the ball back to me. And I'm looking at the owner, and I'm like, he's like excluding you. Like he was including me, but now he's excluding. So I throw the ball like two or three times, and the guy comes kind of walking up. I go, does he do this? And he goes, he's never done that before. And I just go, yeah, I go, what's his name? He goes, Buddha. and I was just like, and in that moment, I was so glad I just allowed this to happen. I go, I'm not sure how I feel about reincarnation. I said, but because in my life, I don't think I said the word Buddha until 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. And now all the time, you know, quotes from Buddha, you know, Buddhist, this and that. Hey, that's, what, you know, life is suffering. Life involves suffering. That's a total Buddhist thought, you know, principle. You know, and it's like I say that all the time. So like I'm sitting there going, okay, this Rottweiler that's, you know, from a young puppy, been with this owner for 2 years and has never played fetch with anyone else, was never like stopped playing with the owner and you know, played with, never ever done that. Totally reminds me of Kyosa. And I'm like, it was just like, and I loved, I didn't have to know, and I wasn't saying this is what's happening, and I, you know, didn't lock into it or anything like that, but it was just like this great feeling. And again, later, I'm like, I'm just glad that I was where I was in my life along my personal growth path to allow that experience to happen, to allow that experience to fill me up. Because I don't know if it had anything to do with Kyosa except that he's a Rottweiler and I had a Rottweiler. And if there was anything more, it didn't change. I let that moment fill me up. like to the point I'm like, wow, I don't know about reincarnation, but this is pretty cool. And it's like, your dog's name is Buddha. Like, the only thing weirder would have been like, his name is Kyosa. And I'm like, that would have, you know, flipped me over the top. But so I'm moving through my life, and that's kind of how I'm feeling. Now, going into this, I don't mean to be dangling the carrot. I've been working on this little thing for about a year. And a couple people have kind of been in my life, but now it's funny how they've just naturally become more important in my life because they're kind of instrumental in this little thing I'm working on. And one of these special people is Mandy. And her husband, Chris, were both on the podcast before. So again, these people have been in my life for a while. But one day, I was talking to Mandy and I was telling her how important, you know, she is and she's become, and how some things just would not be happening in my life if it weren't for her. And she, I don't think, was aware of that at that level. And we talked and we shared, and I had mentored Mandy for a while. And at the very end, I was like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to have this personal growth path that's going to happen. And I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to walk with you. And I'm going to guarantee you that one of the byproducts of where we're headed will be that thing that's kind of challenged you for a while. But once again, I got off the phone and I thought of how special Mandy and her husband Chris and their whole family is, and how just how much I've grown as far as caring for them and appreciating them. And in that moment, Mandy was, you know, she mentioned this word. She goes, well, you know, talking to you, it feels safe. And when I was all done with it, I was just like, I love that, you know, her and I have found this place where, you know, she, you know, trusts me. And I'm like incredibly thankful for her. And again, I sat there. And I had that moment fill me up. And I'm like, I know how you're feeling. I know what you're going through. I know that the older version of you has been hanging out for a while. But you're highly aware of these moments. And I don't think one of these moments has passed you by without you just being in it and being thankful and appreciative and just, you know, overwhelmed with a moment that you had with a person that's in your life right now because of the version that I've become. You know, that was kind of like, okay, why are you having these great moments with these great people that have been in your life a long time? And I'm like, and if I was a worse version of me, if I was the same as I was 5-10 years ago, none of these things would be happening. So brings it around, awareness and acceptance. I'm highly aware of the funk. I'm highly aware of my good moments. And I'm accepting it. I'm like, well, here's the reality. I got these just dope, amazing moments happening in my life with the really amazing people that I appreciate and love. And I'm like, yeah. And sometimes I wake up funky and sometimes I get tested and I'm not sure when the test is going to, you know, end, when I'll learn the lesson, what I'm supposed to learn. And that involves uncertainty. And uncertainty is, you know, breeds fear. And there is the net result of staring at the hole. But again, like my client brought up, even if you're aware, even if you know what to do, it's still like, hey, so now I got these feel-good moments, and I had like 2 days where I'm like, all right, okay. And 3 days prior to that, I had changed my internet service. And this is a long, ugly story, so I'm going to keep it real short. So I get it Monday, and back and forth with the dude who I bought it from, who said, oh, this and this and that, and this and this and that, and then one thing, and said on this card, if you need help, call. We'll have a representative walk you through it. So I'm like, dude, I've tried this and that. I need to set up an appointment for a representative to walk me through it. He's like, it's easy. Just plug it in. Literally, that's what he texted me. And I was like, and I had been kind of trying to get something to work somehow, some way for like a half an hour. So I was already kind of getting frustrated. So to get that going, like, dude, you sold me. And now you won't even like help me. Like, I'm like, look, I text him back going, it doesn't have to be you. I'm like, you don't want to help. That's fine. I'm just saying I want to set up an appointment. Never heard back from him. So I keep calling for like an hour later. I get this number and she calls and she's like, okay, we can help you. And I'm like, oh, I just want to set up an appointment. She's like, well, you can't set up an appointment. You just call in and this help center will help you. I'm like, okay. You know, day one, an hour. So next day I call up going, okay, set up an, you know, call up, help me walk through it. You know, lady was nice, helpful. It was an hour and 15 minutes to set it up. But it was done. Worked perfectly. Everything was great. I got looked behind my, you know, I had to unplug some stuff, the old modem, pulled it out, dusted back there, cleaned, and I got rid of like four wires that were back there. Like, cool. So I fired up. It was cleaner. TV worked. Desktop worked. Phone worked. I'm like, cool, done. And went from $92 to $35. But as the lady's helping me, she's like, well, it's not $35 the first 2 months. I was like, what do you mean? She said, well, it's $55. And I'm like, she goes, yeah, everyone knows that, blah, blah, blah. You know, salesman should have told you that. And I'm like, all right. But it was just like one of those kind of zingers where I was like this and this and that. So I get done, disconnected. Spectrum was my other, was my old carrier. Call him up. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And salesman said, he goes, oh, because I told him, I said, I just paid my Spectrum bill, $92. I go, can I just, you know, what can I do? And he's like, don't worry. You can just, they'll prorate your refund. And I go, cool. So I call Spectrum canceling. And that was another whole story. It's like, oh, we can cut $30 off your bill a month today. And I'm like, I've called 3 times when my bill's gone up asking if there's anything anyone can do. No one said they could do anything. But now that I've unplugged and quit you, you can take $30 a month off my bill today. And I was like, which again made me more and more frustrated. I'm like, no, just done, 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 done. And I'm like, so I go, you prorate and refund? She goes, no, we don't do refunds. So again, like here's like the second thing the salesman said that, you know, was not true. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So works fine. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday rolls around, slows down. Netflix was working, couldn't bring up Hulu. So I called just going, hey, what does this mean? Does this mean something? Is there anything I should do? Like the last modem, I'd kind of unplug it, reboot it once in a while. So, you know, so 45 minutes later, I can't connect at all. So it went from I can connect it slow to I can't connect at all while we're on the phone. Another 15 minutes, half an hour later, so we're like an hour, hour 15. She's like, well, it might, you know, she's like in her ear with these technical people and she's relaying information. She goes, well, it might, we think it's now your TV. And I was like, I just went like nuts because I'm like, stop. Like if it had anything to do with my TV and in compatibility, that would have been like the day we tried to hook it up, it wouldn't have worked. And I said, and it's worked for 3.5 days. And I said, and it was working before I talked to you. So I was just like, I started talking to you and it got worse. And now it won't reconnect. You can't bring up. So, and okay, we'll send you a new one. When's that going to be? It's Saturday or Sunday. And I'm like, so now I have, you know, I have internet on my computer, but you know, no internet on the TV. And I'm like, oh, like, ah, and I'm like, okay, so now this is now I'm trying to take a break. I'm not working out. I'm not, you know, doing the things I was doing. You know, I'm taking a break from, I took a break from social media, you know, things I'm working on, lifting, no, you know, sanding wood, just taking a break from everything. So I was going to, you know, kind of veg and watch Netflix. And I'm like, so now I get in this little funk because this really bothered me. And I'm like, not for sure Saturday between noon and four, sometimes Saturday, but if not sometime Sunday. And I'm like, and I don't want to miss the delivery. So now I got the weight of this. And then when I get it, it's another phone call, another setup phone. I'm like, so now I'm funky Friday. I'm funky Saturday, you know, like through, I can just feel it because I'm like in it. And I'm like, all right, stop. Because again, I know it. I know what I'm focused on. I know what not to do. And I'm like, remember these great moments? Yep. What are you bummed out about? And it's like, well, you know, if I want to watch, you know, Hulu, I got to watch it on my computer. And I'm like, there you go, Tom. Like, there's the depth of your suffering. Like, that's it. Like, right now, like, realistically, in reality, what's the worst thing? You're uncomfortable because you have to watch Hulu or a movie on your computer, not your TV. And that hits me. I mean, I even got to get halfway through that in my head. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. And I'm like, but I'm just, it's just, you know, feel good one day, kick the next day, feel good the next day. Like, this is done. And it doesn't show up Saturday. And I stayed around the house because I was like, I didn't want to miss the delivery. So Saturday from like 6 o'clock on, I'm like, I'm going to have to do this tomorrow. I'm going to have to sit around all day tomorrow. So that's what I did. And again, so feeling the funk, sitting around, waiting, not hearing from him. And the representative that helped me, who was really bad at everything, said, and I'll call you back to help you. And I'm like, when? She goes, well, after you get your delivery. I'm like, well, how are you going to? And I'm like, well, I can't call you. And she's like, no, I don't have a direct line. So somehow it's going to get delivered. And then somehow she's going to know to call me. But she said it would come Saturday or Sunday. Didn't come. So at 6:30 this morning, on my birthday, I called AT&T, and it was like 15 minutes. And at the end, the guy's like, hey, we could do some troubleshooting right now. I was like, dude. I was like, no, I've given 3 hours on the phone. You know, all my time given to you guys is done. I go, this one, I'm getting a new one. I go, this one was proven not work, and you want to play around with it and play some more? Like, and I got off that phone call. And that's where I was. I was like, in an hour, I'm going to record this podcast. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything today. I'm not recording the podcast. I'm not doing this. I'm going to continue my vacation. Because I was highly aware of how I felt. And I was like, highly aware I don't record podcasts when I feel this way. And I remember a client just a couple days ago, like, didn't know any of my story that was going on. And like, what's going on? I was like, well, I just got this modem. And I just went into the whole kind of story a little bit. And I'm like, stop. Like, no, that was just mindless sharing, venting. And I'm like, and I don't really do that anymore at all. Because I'm always like, gratitude list. Oh, I won. But bad thought out. Done. Like since last October. And I'm like, yeah, but what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Oh, well, here's this. Oh, your forearms are tight. Oh, what about your internet? Oh, you got to wait. Oh, you got another phone call. Oh, it didn't come. Oh, it's coming. And I'm like, so now I got to wait. You know, and again, I don't celebrate my birthday, but it's just kind of funny how it's like I woke up and I'm like, this is like one of the yuckiest mornings I've had. And it's like, now at some point it's going to get delivered. And then, you know, await another phone call with the company going through the setup again and making sure. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. Hence, don't feel like recording a podcast. But the better version of me is still present. And I can feel that throughout the whole podcast. Well, why are you recording then? I mean, you don't sound that bad. And it's like, well, I'm not. You know, the older version of me is just sitting next to me, chilling, going, yeah, when you want to worry about this other stuff, I'm right here. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I mindfully pointed myself in this direction. And I walked in and I did all my little things I do during the walk, and then I came home and I meditated, and then I journaled, and then I practiced my thing. And I finished that, I'm like, okay, it's either workout or podcast. I'm like, you know podcast later, just noisier and the windows are open or whatever, it's better to get it done. Recording it, just like, okay, it's done. I can edit, you know, I can upload it and, you know, put it on the email and make the photo. I can do all that anytime. But if I just get the recording done, I can work out later. So now it's almost 10, and I'll be done here in a minute. And I'm going to take my best friends in somewhere, and then I'll come back. But in that next hour or two, I'm going to feel really good about today because of the choices I made in lieu of how I felt. because I was 99% sure of what I was not going to do 3.5 hours ago. And just, again, it was just this, you know, like a tug of war. And the older version was when it shut it down, like one more day, one more, just don't do nothing. I mean, I meditated and I journaled yesterday. It was kind of like my start, like Sunday, get up, do this and this. And then Monday, then, you know, go back to, you know, chopping wood, carrying water. Sisyphus sticks in my mind like every day, pushing the ball, pushing the stone, pushing the stone, knowing you got to push it tomorrow. And that's kind of what hit me this morning. It was like, I don't feel bad for the few days I stopped doing everything. But I didn't feel great because I had all this other stuff going on. And that kind of made it a little bit harder to kind of just enjoy the time off. But I'm like, you know, how are my forearms? How are my body? And I couldn't just take a day off. I have to still foam roller. I have to kind of still do mobility stuff. Because I take a day off of and do nothing mobility body-wise, I just feel tighter the next day. Like, it's completely anti-me to take a day off of, like, doing something for, you know, my body. It's like, yeah, you will feel sore. So it's like I had to kind of maintain something. Didn't feel great. Nothing great was really happening. But I'm like, yeah, but Sunday, Monday, you're going to get back. And there's a little voice. Did a little bit yesterday. And then the new modem doesn't show up. So it's like, go to bed feeling funky. Wake up feeling funky. And then do the phone call. And I'm like, well, now you have every right, every reason, blah, 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 blah. But I spun it in my favor because I did do those things. And I got them done. And here's my meditation growth. I think it's been a year. I think I started kind of last March, April, I think. And yesterday when I did it for the first time in 4 days, I was the most still I've ever been for 10 minutes. Like, I never have the ability to sit still. I'm always like feeling a stretch, you know, feeling something tweak, tight, moving, rolling my neck, just something. And I don't care. I'm like, I'm going to sit here, eyes closed. And I got up off the floor because I would like literally just start putting a leg out, stretching something, feeling something, like just, you know, sitting there. I'm like, well, I'm not going to just sit here and feel this tight thing. So I got into a chair, like, okay, I'll be more immobile sitting in a chair, but I'll cross my legs and put my, you know, one calf on my other knee and kind of hit a knot and, you know, lean my neck to the side. And yesterday morning, I'm like, okay, my goal is just to not move. And I did it. I'm like, that's the first time I ever. So again, there's just a little kind of feel good moment. So this morning, again, I was moments away from canceling the whole day. You know, don't do anything pro you. You have every reason to sit down and be frustrated and bum out until if that modem comes today and how long and uncomfortable that phone call. You can just do that, stare at the hole, or just do one thing. And I was like, all right, let me just, you know, meditate. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it for 12 minutes and hadn't thought about that ever. And then I did it. And it got done. I was like, well, okay. So I journaled. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. This happened. Ba-ba-ba. I couldn't help it. This, you know, step forward. You know, just kind of jotted down, observing how I felt, you know, last couple days. And, you know, didn't journal for a couple, but did yesterday. But now I just meditated for the first time for 12 minutes. And I'd done it still yesterday for the first time. So I was really still today. And I'm like, all right, how do you feel? And I'm like, all right, just practice that thing a little bit. And I did that. And all of a sudden, I was like, okay, now, last thing, just if you get the podcast done, you'll be good. And if you record it like this, maybe that's exactly how it's supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to go, look, after this much time, this much growth, this much everything, I'm still getting tested. I'm still getting thrown. I'm still dealing with uncertainty and fear. It's just there's a better version of me that's choosing the response. I'm feeling the reaction of the older versions of me, but that's not dictating how I'm responding. Now, again, I got to get better at taking a break, kind of organizing time off and making sure it's like, okay, this is when you said you're taking off, so be cool taking off time. Not do you deserve it, you know, just, you know, and like, again, it's work, it's work, it's work. It's Sisyphus pushing that stone up the hill. It never gets easy. It's not like you're pushing that stone up the hill and all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, look, momentum. No, it's fighting you the entire time. And that's why you got to allot yourself a break, time away, time in silence, time alone, you know, all these pro-use moments. You know, if you don't have that, again, for me, I'm like, how could I push that stone? And this is why. I get done with the podcast. I'm right kind of where I am now. I look back. I'm listed the positive moments. Those are amazing moments. I've never had moments like that in my life before. But I've never sat back and like, oh my God, I had the most amazing conversation. And I was present for it. And all my work and effort led me up to that moment. I've never been in that life before. I've never had that experience before. So yesterday I'm walking into the grocery store. Guy comes walking out. It's Steve, friend from acting, like 10 years ago. And I'm like, and I think I saw him like three, four years ago. But 2 weeks ago, he comes into my mind. And I was walking my dog. He's got dogs. And he came out of his house. And I was like, oh my God, that's where you live. And ever since then, I'm like kind of walking, and when I cross the street and go that way, I'm like, I can't remember what street he lived on. So the last 2 weeks, he's kind of been on my mind. And I post to Instagram, it goes to Facebook, so I'm not on Facebook a lot. But I went on there just kind of looking for a post from him, and I saw, like, oh, there he is, he's doing good, he's got two dogs, he's married. And it just said, you know, and then he posted like a couple days later about anniversary, how long him and his partner have been together. It was just really cool. So I liked it, you know, clicked on it, liked it. And I was like, good. It's just, you know, he's on my mind. I was thinking about him and saw that. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And just had like, you know, this little kind of yay, happy, joyful feeling about, you know, Steve and his life. Boom, walks out of the grocery store. And I'm like, dude, I haven't seen you in like 3 years, 4 years maybe. And I told him the story. I saw you that one day walking. I haven't seen you in a while. Just saw you on Facebook. And I'm like, now I just run into you. And you know, I've been going to that grocery store for 11 years. Never saw him there. I go, you got time to talk? He goes, like, yeah. So I kind of tell him the story about my client and I. I said, we're, you know, just kind of going, you know, we guys got to be okay being okay. And I said, that's why I kind of feel good. And I'm working on me and in a pretty good place. How are you? And he's like, well, in the span of 17 months, I had my father die, one of my dogs die, my mother die, and then my other dog die. And I was like, and he's not sounding bad. He's like, and then, you know, I had his partner say, well, why don't you and your family do like a family reunion once a year? And each year a different sibling can plan it. So we started doing that. We did that last year and this and this and that. And I was so like, I was like, way to go. Like, high five. Congrats again on how you're doing in lieu of what you've been through. And I said, you know, this quote I love and been saying a whole lot is the donut in the hole. And you focus on the donut, and you're going to feel, you know, negative. Focus on the donut, you're going to feel good. You focus on the hole, you're going to feel the bad. He's like, oh, my God, I love that. I go to a grief meeting every Monday, and I'm going to go tomorrow night. He goes, isn't it your birthday? So in this moment, I was like, you know, I don't celebrate my birthday. And I actually got home, and I don't have his phone number, but I messaged him on Facebook. And I said, I don't celebrate my birthday, but I recognize it. It's the first day of my year. Like, my new year begins today as I record this. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, I had a bad phone call. And now I'm going to have a yucky day sitting around being, you know, feeling, you know, stuck because I don't want to do anything now. And I'm like, I don't care if it's my birthday or not, but do you want to make the choices that you know are not going to help you? You kind of got a couple steps out yesterday. You know, you had that great moment yesterday. You know, the thing didn't get delivered. You called up. They said today, you know, what more can you do about that? You know, if you're going to sit around and bum out about that, it's a fact you can't change. How is that going to help? And if you just go about your day, do your thing, then at the end of the day, you'd be like, well, I did that. Well, at least I did that. So now in my head, I know as soon as I get done recording, I'm gonna leave with Zen. So I know I've already got that done. I know I'm going to go to a place with Zen and walk, and you know, that's going to be cool. And I know when I come back, and I'm like, okay, I know. You know, I didn't even think about this before recording, but I know, I mean, and I, you know, 5 minutes after, you know, cleaning up everything and getting ready to walk out the door, I know how I'm going to feel. But in an hour, in 2 hours, when I come home later this afternoon, I know how good I'm going to feel because of what I did this morning. Now, again, not great news, not great events, didn't make a bunch of money, you know, nothing like that at all. But just the mindset I went to bed with, not my fault, doing my best. The mindset I woke up with, hey, I get it. And then the phone call. Wow, dude, I completely get it. Now what do you want to do? Wow, dude, my birthday, I'm just, you know, it's just, you know, crappy day, so I'm just going to sit here again. I'm like, okay, that's a total option. Or you can be like, hey, you're moving forward. Sooner or later, the internet will be hooked up. Sooner or later, it will work. You're not sure when. Uncertainty, don't think about it. Focus on the donut. You know, look what you did today. Look how good you feel. You like 100% didn't feel like recording a podcast, and you've never said, well, I'm going to record anyways. You've never in 9 years done that. You did it today because the better version of you is present and alive and doing well. And those moments that you've had, those special little moments that you've had with these people, they're showing up why right now? Maybe they're showing up to remind you of who you are, the version of you that you are, and where you're headed. Not that these things are happening. Don't attach meaning to these things. No, they're not feel good. No, you should feel frustrated. But now what are you going to do with that? Awareness, acceptance. I remember podcast is 9 years. For the first 8 years, the two words I repeated the most, thankfulness and mindfulness. Be thankful, be mindful, be thankful, be mindful. Like, that's a fact. I know if you could just word check every podcast for the first 8 years, those have been the two most repeated words that I use. Thankfulness, mindfulness, be thankful, be mindful. And now I was like, well, it's your birthday, turn 59, you know, 21,550 days alive, walking the earth. What are the two words that are in the forefront of your mind that you've been speaking a lot? I'm like, stop, done, awareness, acceptance. I talked about it twice yesterday, once the day before, twice the day before that. I'm like, okay, well, record the podcast, feeling as you are, be transparent like you always are, be, you know, honest and be open and share like you always have, and let that be. And then when I text or message Steve, the guy I ran into at the grocery store, I said, I consider that my birthday gift. I considered our conversation, which is now yesterday, my birthday gift. So I wake up this morning and I'm like, well, here's this, here's that. It's like, okay, there's your hole. Got it. Now the donut. Oh, the donut's pretty cool. I feel good. I don't feel bad. My forearms feel better today. You know, I think I'll be able to, you know, get a workout in later, at least some mobility. You know, I'm going to go take Zen somewhere. I'm going to feel good about that. And I'm going to look down. And I'm like, look, the morning's strong. You know, I didn't have a client and it's totally, hey, it's your birthday. What are you going to do? And it started out funky. And I was just going to go, okay, fine. Let's just park it here in Funkville. I don't care. And again, justified. I get it. You know, that's a choice. No one's going to yell at you. No one's going to tell you not to, Tom. No one. It's on you. What are you going to do? So I know I don't put out the podcasts as often as I have in the past, you know, for, what was it, 6 years? Every Thursday. And now for the last two, three, less and less and less. But that's, you know, me right now being true with myself. When I feel I have something, you know, to say, I'm going to say it. And I think it's kind of cool where I'm like, you know what, I really didn't want to do a podcast right now at this time. Like, I didn't, you know, I had a few, you know, sticky notes, but it was just these personal experiences I've had and then the challenges. I was like, well, I'm aware. It's like, okay, now what? Well, I'm just accepting it. There's nothing else I can do. And it's like, well, there you go, record that. And I'm proud that I have that ability, that I can be in a funk, feel that, and then this version of me is like, well, all right, let's record an episode about that and share. Because at the end of the day, you know, the only reason I would send out a Sunday morning email message was to positively affect someone. So the only reason I would get on here and talk today and share what I've learned, what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing, is that hopefully it positively affects someone. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode or all 472 episodes. I appreciate you. And just remember that you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your pro-you moment. I'm glad you're here, and I'm even more glad that I'm here. I'm thankful that you're here today, and I am very, very thankful I'm here today on this day. Let us begin to control that which we can. We will choose to close our eyes. We will choose to sit on the floor. We will choose to fold our legs if we can. Choose a neutral neck. Place your shoulders over your hips. Nail into your spine. Draw your inhale through the nose. Allow the exhale out the mouth. You'll control that breath, the ebb, the flow, the length, the tempo, the duration. If anything interrupts that connection between mind and body, just kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability. For 180 seconds, I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Well done. Bravo. Congratulations. And I always mean that. Little things done consistently is how this podcast came to be. How I evolved. How I got to this episode. Little things done consistently. What I did this morning. Little things done consistently. To feel how I feel right now. Little things done consistently. How I feel at 59. Result of little things done consistently. Just take that message and apply it. Imperfectly, but consistently. And you will start realizing, experiencing, enjoying the fruit of that labor. There's nothing more in this world that I want more for doing this podcast is for the people to, you know, grab one little nugget that resonates with them, apply it to their journey, and have that walk, that path, be benefited from that effort. That's all I want. Peace and God bless.